The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Al Dimeola, that's the man right there you're listening to. Maybe the greatest guitar player living today, Al Dimeola. An Italian guy from Jersey, by the way. I thought I'd throw that in there. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock and a dear friend, Joe Piscopo, on the radio on AM 970. The Answer, around the country, around the world. You know, we love you, Australia. Appreciate it. Listening, Moscow actually listens, believe it or not. Yeah, but we haven't heard from them lately. Gee, I wonder why that is. On AM970TheAnswer.com, David Bossi, kind enough to join us, a former deputy campaign manager for Trump 2016, New York Times bestselling author, chair of the RNC's Temporary Presidential Debates Committee, president of Citizens United. David, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, fantastic, Joe. Thanks for having me back, and happy New Year to you.
To you, too. And thanks for joining us. We're saying we have a great lineup this week. You being right there, front and center, David Bossi. It's Christmas week, but we're fired up, and everybody's kind of taken off. But we're staying on the air on this December 28th, live and local. Can I ask you, doing anything for New Year's Eve? Is that a dumb holiday, David Bossi? Kind of. I'm working. I'm at an event, but I'm kind of working the event, and I don't go to celebrate. It's like amateur night, is it not?
It kind of is. Look, when I enjoyed New Year's when I was a younger person. It's kind of a young, young man, young woman's a day, because I'm looking to be in bed around midnight. You know, these days, not that I'm old, but my kids, you know, my kids. I got a 21, a 19, and a 17, and a 12 year old. They love New Year's, right? They love New Year's. Yeah. But I've had my time. It's a nice holiday, but it's not my favorite holiday. I love Christmas.
I got you by more than a few years, but I got to tell you, you have a 12-year-old, as I do. My beautiful daughter's turning 12. I had some roller coasters. I did the Hogwarts Warthog Harry Potter thing at Universal. I was sick for 2 days. I can't do it. And now we're debating. She wants to go to Six Flags for her birthday coming, you know, and it's a holiday. It's cold outside. Look at me.
They don't understand having kids is a young person's business, too. Okay. We're hitting a theme here. I think we're hitting a theme.
Look, you're young. You are young. Come on now.
I'm not young, but I'm right now. I'm middle aged, as they. Kids are great, and they keep you young. That's the beautiful for me. Well, the beautiful part.
Yeah. The question is, am I done yet? Oh, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. No, I got to tell you, because
an announcement. There's a loose.
I'm like the people in the movie theater, you know, and when I go out with a younger gal, and then it's like when people are going to the house, the haunted house with the killer inside, and you hear the people and they're like, no, don't go in. It's always with me. Joe, no, not again. Don't do it. You know, but I absolutely love it. So I am so proud to be a father more than anything else, but the roller coaster things drive me crazy. I can't do the roller coaster.
Yeah, but I will say that my wife told me categorically, I will need to find a new wife in order to have additional children. She said four is enough, and she's done.
Fair enough, man. I can understand it. Hey, David, where are we going with this Republican Congress, my brother? I mean, again, I speak to you as an independent, but I have hopes in Steve Scalise. Love Steve Scalise. I'd love to see Steve he's going to be the majority leader. I'd love to see him as the speaker. Is McCarthy in? Do we know when does the infighting stop, my friend?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think the infighting's not going to stop. It's going to be around this entire Congress. But it's okay. You need some anchors on the conservative side to keep this thing balanced. And that's, and some of it is okay. Some of it is the in-family fights that you need to have, because that's what a big family does, and it's okay. But it's got to be healthy. It can't be negative. But Kevin McCarthy, we will know, you know, probably about a week, you know, or so from now, whether he has been able to put together, cobble together the coalition to get to 218 to become speaker. I personally think that he'll probably be able to get to that, and they will have, and he will be speaker. If they don't, that gets to be an ugly day or two of new candidates coming and going. And you got to remember, back when my good friend and your good friend Newt Gingrich was speaker, and they made a move to depose him, it was going to be Dick Armey, and then it was going to be Tom DeLay, and then it was going to be Bob Livingston, right? And it didn't end up being any of them, okay? But it all happened behind closed doors, no cameras, no drama. There was some drama inside that room, but no drama for the American people. And then it ended up being an accident, in my opinion, the accidental speaker of Denny Hastert. But that's just the way it worked at that moment in time. It went from one guy to the next, and then somebody got the votes. That's what will happen here, in my opinion. But Steve Scalise, everybody loves.
Yeah,
as you
man.
Were saying a moment
yeah,
ago.
Man.
Everybody, there's not a guy in the
That's
Congress
right.
who doesn't
right.
like, love Steve Scalise. And I think if they do depose Kevin and they feel like they got the scalp that they want, then there's no opposition. There's no organized opposition to Steve Scalise. And he's such a wonderful person, and he's so deserving. And so then I think he becomes a leader that will be able to get some things accomplished for the American people.
Exactly.
He'll be able to keep the Biden administration at bay on one hand, and be a positive influence on positive things that the American people just so desperately need, like responsible federal spending, which got us into this inflation crisis to begin with.
That's so true. And I know a lot of folks that love Kevin McCarthy, so not to, you know, he's still got a shot.
And I'm
hearing great things about him on the inside. But, you know, what happened, man? Remember when Newt was speaker? And then even when Newt was speaker, and then Bill Clinton was president, it was like, and they worked here. And Bill Clinton was smart enough to take all of Newt's Contract for America ideas. That whole Clinton initiative was Newt Gingrich's. And let's go to Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill.
Dick Morris was famous. Dick Morris was famous for what he called triangulation, right? He was Bill Clinton's top advisor, and he triangulated on what Newt Gingrich and the Republicans were doing and how Bill Clinton could use his popularity to get those things done. I don't believe that's going to happen this time, but Joe Biden is a disaster. This is my opinion. Has been a disaster for two years. He's going to continue to be a disaster. He's not capable or up for the job. People, you know, just because the midterms didn't go as well as Republicans wanted, we got to understand, long ago, we have been a divided country. We are 50-50, and sometimes we win by a small amount, Donald Trump. Sometimes we lose by a small amount, Bill Clinton, you know, Joe Biden. And sometimes we lose by a small amount in House races, just like we did last month in the midterms. We lost a lot of seats by 1,000 votes when there's 180,000 cast. These are really, really small margins, and you don't need a lot to tip it one way or the other. So, look, I think we're going to be in a good place for 2024. We have to recruit great candidates, raise the money, and create that positive agenda for America that the American people not just want but demand. And that's what they need to see. They need to have an alternative. Not just a we're not the party of Joe Biden.
That's exactly right. And also this, if I can't talk in politics with David Bossie, which is really, really cool. And I dig this. I'm like a political junkie, man. I love this. But so when Bill Clinton, for example, and he's one of the smartest presidents we had, great economy, Newt Gingrich speaker, but then things started to, Bill Clinton was getting too much power. Walk me through this, David, if you would. What did they come up with? Oh, Monica Lewinsky, again, a self-inflicted wound. Clearly how wrong it was, how reprehensible it was. But still, did they have to make a whole thing? They're going to impeach the guy already? It's the same thing with Donald Trump. You know, it was with Donald Trump. That's the analogy I use. You got a great president, President Trump. People don't like to hear that, but I'm going to tell you right now, policy-wise, you want to, you want to go to Abraham Accords, Opportunity Zone, First Step Initiative? You want economy? You want to talk about all of that with Donald Trump? But they had to get him. They had to get him. Clinton. The same thing with Clinton. They took Clinton down. Yeah, they made it. What's wrong with these people,
The Bill Clinton thing was self-inflicted, okay, in the sense that he was responsible for the Whitewater land deal and the corruption that was in Arkansas. He brought that to Washington, and that is what was being investigated. A real investigation, which his lieutenant governor, Jim Guy Tucker, became governor, okay, when he became president, when Bill Clinton became president. Jim Guy Tucker was indicted, got a criminal referral from Congress, was indicted by a grand jury in Arkansas, and was the 10th time in American history that a sitting governor was removed from office because he went to prison. So there was real corruption in the Clinton administration, in the Clinton governor's race, in the governor's mansion. That's what carried over. So when the Monica Lewinsky thing pops up, it's 2 years, 3 years into that ongoing Whitewater investigation. So the people were primed for something, and then he lied, of course, under oath, right, on camera. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, right? We all remember to my wonderful friend who just recently passed away, Ken Starr, a much maligned Ken Starr, and a wonderful person. That's who Bill Clinton was. The difference is Donald Trump never did any of those things. He didn't have a relationship with Russia. He wasn't a Russia collusion. Yeah, you know, there was nothing. It was all fabricated.
That's
a
good point.
And from the first moment of his election, they tried to depose him, and they made things up, whether it was the FBI and Jim Comey, Joe, it was so unfair what they did to Donald Trump for 4 years, and then they beat him, and then they continue. Every day they can't. Yeah. You can't pick up the newspaper today without an article about Donald Trump. It's crazy. They hate him, but they need him for ratings.
I know. I'm sorry. Thank you for clearing that up. You're so good politically, David. This is your game, man. I appreciate that. But it's so funny to your point. It's like I'm looking at Twitter, you know, and I'm going like, oh, and so everything's kind of settled down a little bit with Elon Musk. And then I got an old, I think it was an old girlfriend. Was that an old girl? And she posts a picture on my Twitter feed of Donald Trump. Is this the guy you want? You know, and it's a derogatory shot at Donald Trump. Arbitrarily. It's like, this is all they got?
The left in this country has to hate him. It's what foments them. It's what motivates them. And they don't know anything else. They don't have a positive agenda for America. All they can be is for abortion, for open borders, and against Donald Trump. That's their entire platform.
It's so true. David, great chat this morning. Before we let you go, they thought about you being the head of the RNC. Is Ronald McDaniel going to survive? Will she survive, do you think, as head of
I think so. Look, it looks like, to me, Ronna has this race well-organized, well-in-hand. She is well-liked amongst the membership. The membership knows the hard work she's put in, and the membership knows that, just like I said a moment ago, America's a divided country. Sometimes we win by a smidge. Sometimes we lose by a smidge. But it doesn't directly have impact because of what the RNC chair does or doesn't do. And so to blame her because a congressional candidate won or lost by 1,000 votes in some place where she doesn't even know their name is not fair. But it is I get it. I get that we want change. I get that we want to say, you know, but she doesn't need to be the victim. And so I think that I do think she's going to win, and I think she'll win pretty easily, actually. And I'm a Harmeet Dunn fan. I love Harmeet, who is a candidate running against her. She's one of my many lawyers that I use around the country. She is one of the greatest whip smart, fantastic lawyers, litigators in the country. I mean, there's no I couldn't recommend her higher, but you know, Rana's done a very good job, and I actually got in for Rana before Harmeedy. I even knew she was going to run, so that really kind of eliminated even the possibility for me because I was already supporting Rana.
David, great chat this morning, man. Happy New Year, my friend. All the very best with the kids. And, yeah, always thanks, appreciate you taking the time all year long and joining us,
Happy
David.
Happy New
Thank
Year
you.
To everybody.
You
Thanks.
Too. Yes, sir. Yeah, David Bossy right there. General Jack Keane, standing by, a retired four-star general. You know, the chairman of the Institute for the Study of War knows what he's talking about in that regard. We will talk Ukraine. We will talk China. We will talk Iran. We will talk geopolitical affairs with the good general. And Michael Goodwin as well, chief political columnist for the New York Post, coming up in about 20 minutes. Right now, we got traffic. Susie Cerrone's doing a great job for Debbie Duhaime this morning right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and it's 36 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic alternate side in effect, northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, 30 minutes. Double it and then some at the inbound George upper level. The cleanup continues from an accident that happened at 12:30 this morning. Only the far right lane is out, so again, about 60 to 90 for the upper, 45 to 60 at the lower level of the George where everything is open. A lot better at the Lincoln or Holland heading into the city. Really good shape this morning in New Jersey along the park with the Turnpike, 78, Route 80 as well. Hutch northbound before Mill Road, right lane out with a tractor trailer. It stopped before it hit the overpass, luckily. And you've got a good ride on 95 and the Merritt Parkway throughout Fairfield County. Checking your forecast today, some sunshine and warmer with a high of 44 tonight, partly cloudy, 32 in the city. Thursday, partly sunny and 47. Friday, sunny and 53. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to the Joe Piscopo Show every Friday morning at 8:40 for the Tunnel to Towers Hero Spotlight segment, focusing on the story of a patriot and their family who has been recognized and supported by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. t2t.org.
Want next-level safety ad-free? Unlock advanced hyper-local severe weather alerts when you subscribe to Premium Plus on the AccuWeather app. AccuWeather alerts are prompted by our expert meteorologists who monitor and analyze dangerous weather risks 24/7 to keep you and your family safer. These notifications are clear, concise, and hyper-local down to your neighborhood or street address. Download the AccuWeather app and upgrade to Premium Plus today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, I love it. I told you about the great gift basket I got from Salem. Our good friends, the family here at Salem Media sent me a beautiful gift basket. And I look, it's from Michael's of Brooklyn. Has everything in it and all the gravy sauces, whatever you want to call it. The home style. You got to try Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And as you're around the country listening, you go to Michael's of Brooklyn down the aisle where you say it says sauces, you know, tomato sauces, they will call it. I don't think they'll call it gravy, but you could call it what you want. It's spectacular. And it's right made there in Brooklyn, New York. Avenue R. Nostrand, right there. They got the big vat with the tomatoes from Italy. And then it comes right out. Oh, it's warm. And they put the labels and the caps on. So fun to watch. I always tell Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself over there at Michael's of Brooklyn. They should have a tour, you know. The Michael's of Brooklyn tour. See how the sauce is made. You know, I mean, I love it. I love, but I'm a geek. What am I going to tell you? I tell you what you'll love is the hospitality there. I tell you what also you'll love is the cuisine, homemade cuisine at Michael's of Brooklyn and the authenticity of the heritage right there at Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And you could call, you got to call for a reservation. Everybody's going to Michael's of Brooklyn. It's great. Everybody's so nice. It's such a family destination. And again, the food all made from scratch, the cuisine, if you will. It's spectacular. You will love it. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Check out michaelsofbrooklyn.com. And you heard us talking earlier. They have the Sauce of the Month Club. You could join that as well. In the meantime, 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 924 on AM 970, The Answer, around the country, around the world, on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate and respect that you take the time to listen. Proud to bring to the airwaves General Jack Keane, a retired four-star general. Again, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, Fox News senior strategic analyst. General Keane, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, delighted to be here, Joe, with you and your audience. Thank you.
Well, all the best for the holidays, General Keane. We don't know what to make of this Russia-Ukraine possible peace talks. Would Putin actually make that move, do you think, General?
Well, the move when it's right for him. I mean, one of the things Putin would likely love to have is some kind of a ceasefire. I don't think it would lead to permanent negotiations, but he would welcome anything that would stop Ukraine's offensive movement to retake territory, which they have been successful at. But Putin is not looking for serious negotiations. I mean, what Putin actually believes, the war is going to be protracted. It's going to last for likely months, possibly years, that the United States and Europe will eventually give up the strong support they've been providing to Ukraine, that he can eventually break the will of the Ukrainian people by extending the suffering like this. That is kind of where his head is. And I think what we should be doing is helping the Ukrainians end this war sooner by giving them the means to retake the territory and end the suffering. So those are the kind of differences in terms of what is playing out in front of us.
Do these Patriot missiles that we're sending over, that will make a difference, do you think, General Keane?
Yeah, a huge difference. So our audience on the stands, you know, Patriots are one of the more sophisticated air defense missile systems in the world. It can handle 100 targets at one time because it has a very sophisticated command and control and radar systems, and how it parcels out the targets to its missile systems. So yes, it's going to take a number of weeks to train up the Ukrainians, so it's not something that's happening immediately. The Ukrainians requested this some time ago, Joe. And for the life of me, I don't know why the Biden administration delayed it. I mean, the Biden administration has provided strong support to the Ukrainians, but they've also, the support hasn't been as nearly as timely as it could be. The Ukrainians right now, so our audience understands, would like long-range missile systems that go beyond the 50 miles of the HIMARS system, and the Army has one. It's called the Army Tactical Missile System. They're requesting tanks and also airplanes. Those requests are being denied. And eventually, if they are provided, it comes late because those are things that the Ukrainians could use while they're conducting this counteroffensive to retake the territory that the Russians are occupying.
Yeah, and our troops will be training the Ukrainian troops with those Patriot missiles. Does that technically say U.S. troops are in this war with Russia? I mean, I fear that, you know. Are those hints of Vietnam or perhaps not, General Keane?
Well, the training is not taking place inside Ukraine. It's likely going to be in Poland or another European country. On the weapon system that needed some training, we have been doing that. Even with artillery that we've provided, with the HIMARS, certainly for sure, some other sophisticated systems, we've given the Ukrainian leaders, we train the non-commissioned officers and the leaders, and then they train their men on the systems. And that'll continue, but we're not inside of Ukraine doing any of that, as we were in the Vietnam War.
And will NATO step up? I know we're given roughly 80% of what Ukraine is getting weapon-wise. Do we see NATO stepping up so we don't have to, bear so much of that financial burden?
Yeah, actually, the reporting on this hasn't been as good as it could be. It's true that we're providing, hands down, the majority of the support.
Yeah.
But when you look at it as a function of GDP, in other words, the gross domestic product, the amount of wealth that a country actually has available to it. There's eight countries that provide a higher percentage of GDP than the United States does. And many of them are small countries that border Russia, who have an experience dealing with Russia and fear an eventual invasion of their country. So these are the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. It also includes a much larger country like Poland on the eastern border. So, yes, the Europeans, in my view, have stepped up, and particularly when you recognize it in terms of how much do they actually have available. Some countries clearly have been punching above their weight, and they should be recognized for that. And two in particular, the United Kingdom and certainly Poland, have been huge supporters. Poland, by the way, so our audience understands, yeah, Poland doesn't run refugee centers for the Ukrainians inside of Poland, even though there's millions of Ukrainians living there. They live in Polish family homes. They've extended their homes to complete strangers. Wow. And they've been living there now for weeks and months. Yeah. Really pretty remarkable on behalf of the Poles.
Yeah, to that regard, General Keane, this is the one thing when people criticize Ukraine, they criticize Zelensky, and I'm saying, how do you go up against, and we talked about this before, and I don't think you could talk about it enough, the Ukrainian refugees, the Russian playbook. And if I can pivot in that regard, was Stalin like that? Was that, I guess, Joseph's, how evil was Joseph Stalin, and was he is an idol of Vladimir Putin, yes?
Oh, yeah, but he was as evil as Adolf Hitler and killing millions and millions of people. I mean, he was an absolute brute, and he did very much the same to millions of Ukrainians, as a matter of fact. Joseph Stalin's name is hated inside of Ukraine. I was in Ukraine twice prior to COVID, the year before COVID. I'll tell you what, very close to the surface is real hatred for not the Russian people, but the Russian government, the Soviet Union government, and now the government under Putin, Ukrainians, they know this country very well, and they know how brutal these leaders have been on the Ukrainian people.
And that would be the thrust and the impetus, I guess, of the valor of the Ukrainian troops, yes?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that this entire population is committed to the war. That's why, you know, Putin's assessment that he's eventually going to break the will of the Ukrainian people by making them suffer through these 4 months of winter, which they are doing, that's not going to happen. The Ukrainians are committed. They're accepting the suffering, trying to make the best of what they can do. And think of it. I mean, Zelensky asked men 65 years of age and younger to stay and fight.
Right,
and that's
right.
What they have done.
Yeah,
and the people that are taking care of themselves in these homes without energy are largely women. This is grandmothers and aunts taking care of their kids and who are going through significant suffering. Not only are they cold and don't have the distribution of water, but they're fearing being hit by a missile or a rocket or an artillery shell as these things go off on a regular basis. Living under something like that and the stress associated with it is really quite dramatic.
Yeah, cannot imagine. General Jack Keane, kind enough to join us. General, before we let you go, sir, Taiwan, China, are we looking for a conflict there? We always talk about that as well. The Chinese fly their aircraft near Taiwan now doing some exercises. My fear is a mistake, General Keane. I think we've talked about that before. God forbid a missile lands somewhere. I mean, that indeed is a danger, correct?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. As these missiles get used, as the airplanes get closer to other airplanes, we've had some very close encounters with China. So has Australia. So has Taiwan. And certainly those kind of mistakes like that could lead to an escalation, that's for sure. I don't think we're seeing anything imminent here, even though China's aggression over Taiwan, this intimidation and coercion continues, as you just mentioned, with a recent overflight of many aircraft into their air interdiction zone. That kind of intimidation, I think, will persist. But I don't see President Xi doing anything in the next couple of years. The good news also is that the United States is strengthening its relationship with its allies in the region. Hmm. And beginning with this defense budget that's being approved, there's going to be more resources committed to the region, something we have been talking about for some time, that we're outgunned and outmanned in the region. And we need to put more forward deployed U.S. forces in the region. The administration is starting to do that this coming year. So that's a step in the right direction. The second thing is they're going to help increase arming Taiwan and training Taiwan. I mean, that's a major lesson learned here from the Ukraine war. There's much we could have done prior to this war to give Ukraine a much better hand to play and possibly have deterred the war from actually happening. That's the intent here. We're moving in that direction, having learned that lesson over Ukraine.
General Jack Kane, we wish you the best for the new year. We are honored to always have you with us, sir, and taking the time with us. I appreciate it more than we could tell you, General Kane. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, and Happy New Year to you and your team. Yeah.
Happy New Year. Thank you, sir. General Jack Kane. Joe on the radio, Michael Goodman from The Post coming up in a second. Al Gattulo in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees and mostly sunny at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Today is the day that folks can get rid of bad memories from this year in Times Square. Officials are holding the annual Good Riddance Day ahead of the ball drop to ring in the new year. This year's event features an obstacle course representing challenges and difficulties from the past year. Folks can head to the Broadway Plaza between 45th and 46th Streets at noon to take part. People can write their bad memories and biggest regrets from 2022 on official Good Riddance Day forms. Scientists are identifying two minerals never seen before on Earth in a 15-ton meteorite. The space rock became the ninth largest of its kind ever found after it crashed into Somalia back in 2020. The new minerals were discovered in a 2.5-ounce sample investigated by scientists at the University of Alberta in Canada. The new minerals were named elitite and elkinstantonite after the location where the meteorite was discovered and the vice president of Arizona State University's Interplanetary Initiative, respectively. In sports, the Knicks couldn't handle a historic performance from Luka Doncic. New York fell to the Mavericks 126-121 in overtime in Dallas. Doncic dominated 60 points, 20 boards, 10 assists. It's the first ever 60-20-10 game in NBA history. Rangers were shut out by the Capitals 4-0, while the Islanders, they beat the Penguins by the final of 5-1. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Good morning, sunny and 36 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Inbound, George, still about 90 minutes for the upper level. The right lane is out still from that overnight accident. They're doing emergency maintenance. All the accident vehicles are gone. Everything open at the inbound, George, lower level, but that's 45 minutes. Stick with the Lincoln or Holland. That's 5 minutes tops. 30 minutes on the northbound Gowanus, making your way to Cadman Plaza. Accident on the 59th Street Bridge, lower level, Manhattan bound being wrapped up. Hutch northbound at Mill Road, that unauthorized tractor trailer is gone. Checking your forecast for today, we're seeing some sunshine. We'll warm it up to 44 degrees tonight, partly cloudy, down to 32 in the city. Thursday, partly sunny and 47. Friday, sunny and 53. Saturday, New Year's Eve, rain, but Saturday's high 50 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by American Queen Voyages. Sail with American Queen Voyages in North America's mighty rivers, Great Lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wild of Alaska. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you good things. You can see Alex Kinsella and his team over there. As a matter of fact, you can call. If you're driving, you just remember, please, Route22Toyota.com. But if you get a chance to jot this down, punch this in your phone, 973-705-8905. It's 973-705-8905. You call Alex Kinsella and his team at Route 22 Toyota. All you got to say is, Joey sent me. I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I'm telling you, they got a number just for you. It's 973-705-8905. They have the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles right there, Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love the service, by the way. You're going to love the showroom, by the way. And I always say, if you're in traffic now, 9:39 in the morning, and you know, you want to say, oh, I can't make it to work now, I'm going to go see Alex Cancelli. Go to Route 22 West, right there in Hillside, New Jersey. And then you're going to walk in. You can say, hi, I heard you on Joe Piscopo show. And you'll be welcome like you can't believe at this beautiful dealership of Route 22 Toyota. And you're going, and they're going to tell you, oh, you got a trade, that car you got? And you'll say, yeah. And then Alex and his team will say, you can get 125% of book value on your trade. And you'll say, any make, any model? And they'll say, absolutely, bring it on, bring it on. I'll tell you, you get a fuel-efficient Toyota, 125% of book value on your trade towards a fuel-efficient Toyota at Route 22 Toyota. Again, it's Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And if you're driving, please remember, Route22Toyota.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
He's been dead for cracking. Hey, hi, Joe on the radio. Oh, lordy, lordy. You know what? Michael Goodwin coming up. You know, you don't, yeah, please, you don't want to have someone say to you, honey, come on, we're going now. You're sitting there. You're not moving. Will you please come with me? And you know what? You're going to go, I can't, my back, my knee. You know, you turn it to Doug Weiner. I can't move. I heard. Just take Relief Factor. This is the, I'll tell you, it'll cure all the, in my opinion, all the ills that are in your body and all the people trying to tell you, come on, grandpa, come on, mom, come on, grandma, get you. You want to move. You want to get out there. And I think because it works for me and I think because it works for tens of thousands of other people that once you try Relief Factor, boom, you're going to be out of pain. And it could be as short as 2 days. I talk about people 2 days out of pain. They go, no, for me, 5 days. Some people, 7 days. Give yourself 3 weeks, please. The 3 week quick start is still. Only $19.95. You got nothing to lose. Call 800, the number 4, the word relief. 800-4-RELIEF, all right? You're going to get around like you should get around, like you deserve to embrace life. ReliefFactor.com. Start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 942. Michael Goodwin is the chief political columnist for the New York Post. Kind enough to join us. Michael, happy holidays and welcome back to the show as we go into the new year, my friend. How are you?
So far, so good, Joe. The same to you.
Thank you. We always appreciate all year long you kind enough to join us, Michael. Appreciate it. I got to ask you, before we do anything else, this George Santos character. Oh, is this a TV movie? This is a TV movie. I love it. This guy, and he's on with Tulsi Gabbard sitting in for Tucker Carlson last night. I don't know if you saw that on Fox. Hysterical. He's like making excuses. I mean, in all your years of reporting, have you seen anything like that?
No, nothing quite. This was the subject of several interesting conversations over the last few days. And there are a number of questions that immediately surface. First of all, I'll say that Robert Zimmerman, his Democratic opponent, is a very good friend of mine. I was obviously not involved in the race. I haven't spoken to Robert about the race. But I think there are lots of questions about who knew what when. Because look, there's a Newsday has a strong presence on Long Island. The New York Times eventually did this story, I think December 19th, that revealed all of these dishonest claims by Santos. But there were some red flags that didn't get followed up by the media on Long Island primarily, and honestly by Zimmerman's campaign. I mean, I'm not sure what he knew and when he knew it. You know, look, this is basic stuff for a candidate, that your opponent says he went to, in this case, Baruch College, worked at Goldman Sachs, worked at Citibank. I mean, apparently the New York Times just made phone calls to those institutions, and they said, did George Santos graduate from Baruch College? Our records show he did not attend Baruch College. Wow. Did he work at Goldman Sachs? Our records show he did not work at... I mean, so that kind of thing would seem to have been within easy reach of the media and the opponent. So none of it happened. And I would just say quickly, Joe...
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone yesterday compared George Santos's falsifying his resume with Joe Biden falsifying his resume the years, right?
Yeah,
Biden graduated first in his class at law school. Not true, right? Gave his uncle the Purple Heart.
Not true.
I mean, on and on, you know, he was here, got arrested for civil rights in South Africa. I mean, so many lies. Was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Not true. So, I don't know. It's George Santos, the new George, Joe Biden. Which one? Let's have a lie off. Let's get them on stage together.
Hysterical. And what about Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal in Connecticut? Yeah. I fought in the Vietnam War. How does that? How do you do that?
Valor.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I think that one way to look at this is George Santos is certainly qualified for Congress.
It's so sad.
He may go to the head of the class.
It's so sad, but it's so true. And Joe Biden did write the book. You forget. Oh, my. And he hasn't stopped. He continues to do it. Oh, by the way, I love the way Biden is in, like, St. Croix and Eric Adams. Everybody kind of leaves when the rest of us are stuck in cold, walloped by a border crisis, you know? Anybody in charge? There's, like, nobody in charge, Michael, right?
Man. Yeah, it's not my job. It's not my job.
Yeah, boom, out of there. Hey, Michael, I want to go back to an article you wrote on December 3rd, which is great. I think we chatted about it before, but this big tech, big media, FBI, big tech, big media, partners in collusion from Michael Goodwin in the New York Post. I mean, I'm trying to think, didn't that always happen? Didn't, like, the press always get influenced, even back in the day? You know, even when Nixon was president or Kennedy or under Obama, that the government really kind of, you know, pushed the envelope a little bit and influenced the press. It would seem that if you did it to a radio or television conglomerate, then you would be could be against the law because you're under the aegis of the Federal Communications Commission. But a newspaper or Twitter, which is really a private entity, can pretty much do what they want. And the question lies, and I've been asking, and no one really knows the answer. And your thoughts, Michael Goodwin, please, the legal ramifications of this, that the FBI, the DOJ, whoever it was, committed on their part, and the legal ramifications from Twitter.
Well, look, those are really good questions that lay open, I think, some of the complications that go into assessing this. I would start, I think, just, you're right about Twitter as a private company. It can pretty much do whatever it wants. I think the issue here is the government, the government's role, particularly the FBI, the CIA, any of the foreign, other foreign intelligence agencies that we use, their role in what I think can charitably be called domestic spying and domestic suppression of speech. Now, we do not expect the FBI to be suppressing speech, to be working with a private entity, Twitter. And by the way, Joe, we are just, I think, scratching the surface of how wide this net was, because you're going to find the same thing. We already see examples in Facebook, Google, YouTube. I mean, I think you go up and down the line and you are going to see that the government these law enforcement and intelligence agencies had too cozy a relationship with matters of speech, with trying to prevent certain speech. And I think it, we will also discover that it generally falls in line with the Democratic Party and with the Biden administration, and let's see how far back it goes, but that there was a predetermined design to suppress the speech that didn't agree with the government. And so I think that is where the investigation has to go, that it's the government role here. What was the idea behind it? What were the actual facts? What did the FBI do with all of these big tech companies? Did it breach it, the firewalls that keep it from needing, say, a search warrant, needing some kind of court order to surveil the speech, the private speech of others? I mean, we're going back to, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. and J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, those are pretty bright lines about
that's
what you cannot do. And I think we're going to find a lot of that this year. And I think it's a really good sign that the Republicans won the House. They have to use this muscle to get to the bottom of it. I mean, it is a really rat's nest of government overreach that I think, whether it's criminal, I don't know. But I think in plain language, it's wrong.
And as you write, Michael, and so astutely, as always, the disturbing details of arrogance and ignorance. And it's a right on the money. And we will continue to read, and we always appreciate you joining us. You know what, Michael? Happy New Year. We come to the end of the year. Thanks so much for taking the time with us always, man. And hopefully we'll see you in person soon. But want to wish you very, very best for 2023, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Joe. And thank you. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Michael Goodman right there. Joe on the radio, 951. Susie Cerrone on the roads for Debbie on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have sunny skies and 36 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect, northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, 30 minutes. We still have an accident on the 59th Street Bridge, Manhattan-bound lower level being wrapped up. But without a doubt, the big story this morning, this tanker accident that happened about 12:30 this morning on the inbound George upper level. The far right lane is out. That's repairs from the accident. Still a solid hour for the upper. Everything's open at the lower level. That's 45 minutes. Lincoln or Holland will definitely save you time into the city. Crash in Piscataway, Route 18 North, and at River Road. That's in the right lane. There's an accident on the Turnpike, Western Spur, northbound in Ridgefield Park, blocking a lane. Parkway northbound, sluggish, 143 to 148. Checking traffic on the thruway, that did not back up at all this morning, southbound between Rockland and Westchester. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Protect your future in these uncertain times with gold and silver. Since 1975, U.S. Coin Spot is the spot for the best deals when buying and selling gold and silver coins. Numismatic coins, coin collections, American or foreign, old and new, from half cents to any denomination. U.S. Coin Spot is the spot to sell anything gold or silver, old or new, at the best prices. Buy 1 ounce pure silver American Eagle for $739 per roll of 20. Buy a set of five silver wing cap Liberty dimes minted between 1916 and 1945, one dime guaranteed over 100 years old for only $29.75. Limit five sets per order. Call now. Receive a bonus silver walking Liberty half dollar minted between 1916 and 1947 with each set inspired by designs of Adolph Weinmann. First 50 callers get a scarce Liberty V nickel.
Call 888-5-COIN-SPOT, 888-5-COIN-SPOT. That's 888-526-4677 for this great offer. Coin conditions may vary.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from
some upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code S-A-L-E-M. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Partly sunny for today with a milder afternoon, the high 45. Mainly clear for tonight, the low 34. Partly sunny and even milder for tomorrow, the high 49. Friday, partly to mostly sunny and very mild for late December, the high 53. For Saturday, New Year's Eve, mostly cloudy and remaining mild, but some rain will likely overspread the area late in the day and at night. Saturday's high 54, remaining mild on New Year's Day, but there could be some rain around in the morning hours. I'm meteorologist Jason Nichols on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Invite Health. We love Invite Health, and you can go to invitehealth.com. You can check out these free nutritional consultations and these super premium nutritional supplements. They have podcasts, radio shows like Amanda Williams Show, 12 noon, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 970, The Answer. But you might want to visit, if you're, again, in your car. So I know you're driving, but if you go to invitehealth.com, you remember that. Use the code 970. That's where we are, AM 970. Just use the code 970. You get 10% off your order. You're going to see some incredible, super premium nutritional supplements. Again, you listen to some podcasts, check out the radio show like Amanda Williams Show, and these nutritional, the free nutritional consultations, especially now with everything that's out there. You know, you want to protect yourself with these nutritional supplements. So go to invitehealth.com, 10% off your order with code 970, 800-673-2345. It's 800-673-2345. And don't forget, don't miss Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams on AM 970 The Answer every Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970 The Answer.
There it is. Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. Working our way to Mike Gallagher coming up right at 10:05. Al Gattulo, thank you, man. Great, great. Let's have some fun tomorrow. Some fun on Friday as well.
Absolutely.
And Alex Garrett, great job of producing. I know it's a lot, so we appreciate you coming in this early in the morning. Cara Fusaro, I forgot to mention Cara yesterday, doing such a great job shooting these graphics out all morning long. And then as we go off the air, the podcast will fall upon the airwaves and streaming all around the country and all around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com, and that'll come out in about just about at 10 o'clock, too. And Susie Cerrone doing a great job for Debbie Duhame. Debbie will be back when? Next week, I guess, Al, huh?
She's working she'll be all back weekend. Next Tuesday.
Yeah, all right, all right. And then, Michael, thanks for manning the phones. Mert's going to get the podcast out, and we appreciate you joining us, and Nick as well. So we got our team working so hard to put on the best show possible. And you know what? We're here. We wanted to stay here. I wanted to stay here because I told you this earlier. When I think, oh, you want to celebrate with the family on the holiday season, and you're the family, you know, and we had, we had a great Christmas, you know, and we had a great holiday season, but we don't want to forget our family on the radio, because you are that, and we are so proud to have you as part of that family, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning, trying to make sense of this insane world, because we will, and I honestly believe we will prevail. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Alex. And thank you for listening on AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com. Let's do this tomorrow. It's a Thursday tomorrow. We're going to do it as we roll into 2023. We love you. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that? Because you deserve it. Opinion.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.